This is Christmas Morning, a DCU's Batman fanfic, written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and is Gen, with additional tags for Bat Family, Christmas Morning, Family Traditions. You know, Dick says when he opens his eyes, Santa normally eats the cookies. Dick is 100% sure that Bruce is still hanging around. He's odd like that. Dick resists the urge to shake the brown-wrapped package left on his dresser. Instead, he walks into his kitchen and finds a Tupperware of breakfast waiting for him. There's condensation from the heat on the sides of the clear container. Dick raises an eyebrow. Well, this is a step up from cereal and toast. Granted, if he were at the manor, breakfast would be several steps up from cereal and toast. But it's been a long time since he's been back to his own apartment, and he's missed it. He's going back to the manor for dinner anyway. He would have stayed at the manor if there was patrol, but Bruce has always been odd about Christmas Eve patrols. They've patrolled through blizzards, epidemics, Gotham turned war zone, international crises, and who knows what else. But they rarely patrol on Christmas Eve. And when one of them, Jason, Tim, tries to sneak out and patrol anyway, Bruce follows them around, giving them the sad parental face of disapproval until they go home. It's in the little things that show he cares. Thanks, B. I'll see you later. Jason wakes up too early. Considering that it's Christmas, he didn't have patrol last night, because Bruce is a kicked demon puppy about that shit, and he has a sleep debt larger than the city's repair bill. He should be sleeping. He isn't. Jason opens his eyes, rolls over, and sees a wrapped box on his nightstand. It's wrapped in simple brown paper, and there's no note. There doesn't need to be one. He lifts his head and looks out his open door, and from here he can see most of a shitty apartment. There's a Tupperware of cookies on his table, a thermos he's willing to bet is still warm, and his guns have miraculously been left undisturbed. His eyes flick to the window, which isn't open, but he's willing to bet that they're unlocked now.
Jesus.
Jason rolls onto his face.
It's too early for this.
He'll open the present later, when he goes back to the manor. He'd be there now if it weren't for the fact that all the Christmas cheer was driving him up the wall, ceiling, and roof. There's only so much tinsel he can take before he starts throwing up red and green confetti. Jason waits for the presence that woke him up to leave. Just because he can't see him doesn't mean he isn't there. He turns his head enough to talk without being muffled.
Merry Christmas to you too, B. I'll see you when the sun is up.
He has the distinct feeling that B is doing that not laugh thing of his, but he feels that B is gone. And he goes back to sleep. Tim swears he meant to sleep. At some point. It's just that he's used to keeping long hours between patrol and Wayne Enterprises. With this sudden lack of patrol, and Bruce had called and left an eerie and foreboding stretch of silence on his answering machine before saying, Tim, and hanging up. And Tim was a bit reluctant and mildly terrified to find out what would happen if he did go on patrol after that. Tim finds himself doing busy work to fill the hours. On the upside, he has never been so caught up with emails or paperwork. The downside is that everyone, and Tim does mean everyone, is going to be on his case about why he looks so tired. Tim stretches, feels his joints crack and pop, before getting up to meander his way into his kitchen. It's probably an appropriate time for coffee. When Tim flicks the light of his kitchen on, it takes him a few seconds to realize that there's coffee in the pot and a plainly wrapped present next to it. There's also a Tupperware of cookies and a folded blanket. Tim figures that's Bruce's way of saying, at least pretend to sleep. Smooth, B, Tim says, picking up the present and setting it aside for later. They aren't allowed to open gifts until they're all gathered at the manor. It's a rule that Cass put on them because she wants to see their immediate reactions. The blanket is soft and warm, and Tim vaguely recognizes it from the library he normally holds up in when he's at the manor. He pulls it around his shoulders and breathes in the smell of coffee. It's probably a bad idea to eat cookies for breakfast, isn't it? Tim muses. When he turns around, there's another container of breakfast, and the window and curtains of the living room are pointedly closed. Tim rolls his eyes. Worrywart. Cass wakes up early. She likes it as much as she likes waking up late. There are certain types of peace that come from both. Waking up early in winter is a silent peace. It's a quiet that settles everywhere and makes her think of pictures. Like Tim's pictures. Moments frozen, preserved. Movies in slow motion, inching forward 1 second at a time. It's a sort of magic that she hasn't found a word for. She wakes up, warm and cozy under pillows and blankets and fluffy stuffed animals, and sees a brown-wrapped box sitting on top of the pile she made yesterday. There's no note, none of that glittery and festive wrapping paper like the gifts underneath the tree downstairs. There's no bow or anything else marking it. She watches it. It doesn't teeter. She doesn't sit up, too cozy to move, and she doesn't reach out. It can wait. There's time. All the time. Cass smiles, tucking herself deeper into the covers, toes curling, fingers stiff with sleep. She pushes her face into her pillows, pulls the covers up higher, and goes back to sleep. She'll give Bruce an extra big hug later. Maybe she'll even rope everyone else into it with her. Later. The more the merrier, right? She likes hugs. Damien wakes up, uncertain as to why. Then he realizes it is Christmas, and the sooner he gets the day over with, the sooner they can start taking down all the decorations and things can return to normal. He's had enough peppermint to last him forever. He's also particularly disturbed by the idea of Santa. And he's tired of Grayson and Kane's combined efforts in trying to get him to write letters to the North Pole, sit on a stranger's knee at the mall, and sing stupid carols. Although it's rather pleasant to have everyone around. He wouldn't say it out loud, but it's nice. In its own way. It makes Father and Grayson happy, which is a plus. Though Damien has no idea why Father and Grayson are enthused about cramming them all together, given how many times they've tried to kill each other. Damien sits up, looking toward the foot of the bed, then stares. Titus is there, as usual. No one's figured out how to tell Titus no yet. And for some reason, the dog seems to think it's acceptable for him to do, now, the same things he did when he was a puppy. It's almost like the dog hasn't realized he's grown to the size of a small pony. But that is not what Damien is staring at. Waking up and finding Titus at the foot of his bed, rather than on the floor like he was the night before, is not unusual. In fact, Damien's pretty sure the dog thinks that the foot of Damien's bed is his right. It's the small, marmalade-colored kitten curled up next to Titus that has Damien staring. The kitten is wearing a small red collar, with a little bow attached to it. There's a nameplate, but Damien can't read it from here. Damien takes this to mean his request for a younger sibling was denied. But still, a kitten. This will do, Damien says, and looks up in time to see his door close. Thank you, Father. For a moment, Damien is unsure if he was correct. Ridiculous. Of course it's Father. Who else would it be? Then he hears through the wood. You're welcome, Damien. The end. Reader's notes. So for as long as I've remembered, my sisters and I have had the Christmas tradition of whoever wakes up first gets to be the person to wake up the entire rest of the household. And then there was a thing about how you couldn't go past a certain step on the staircase down towards the living room where the tree was, because Mom and Dad had to verify that Santa had, in fact, left everyone presents. Yeah. So at one point, we had people setting alarms for like 4 a.m. on Christmas morning. Thankfully, we're all a bit old enough now that people don't do that because we actually like sleeping now, but... yeah. Family traditions on Christmas morning. Still not as strange as the Batman breaking into your house and leaving you reverse Santa presents. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.